Okay. We are on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, four lines down in the wide lines. We're trying to understand the approach of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, who is the one who's Machmir. He argues in each case of the Mishnah, in the case of Machzer Gushaso of the adult, regular marriage, the one there's a Machzer Gushaso, the woman becomes now forbidden to the Yavam, and same thing also, even in the case of the woman who was married off by her brother and mother, in both cases of Lazar is Oser. And what is the reason for that? For the reason that he's Machmer. So the previous approach, Rava had said that really Rabbi Lazar agrees that Misa Mapelas, right? Really, it's the end. Once the brother passes away, the husband passes away, that's when she becomes ready for the woman. In which case, she really should be. There should be no problem with her being able to go to the Yavam, to do Yibum, even if she was a situation where she had been divorced and now remarried to her husband. However, most people don't know, right? They don't know that about second marriages, right? They just don't know that. They know when the gerushin happens. They don't know so much about the chazara. So Gemara says, what do you mean? That someone gets married again, everyone knows, they're now married. And the Gemara says, yeah, but there are scenarios where she gets divorced, and then she... The next night, and then what happens? She gets remarried at night, and the next morning he passes away. There won't be any time for a call. No one's going to know. And therefore, Chazal or Machmir, Rabbi Elazar said, you should be Machmir to be concerned for cases like that, where people are not going to find out that there was a remarriage. So for Ashi Amar, Hani Tam Rabbi Elazar. So I'll tell you the reason Rashi not Rabbi Elazar. The Gazar Hani Mishum Yisoma B'Chaya Av V'Chazira. The only concern is a case of Yisomech Bechayav, the case of the girl who was married off, who was married off by her father, then she gets divorced, right? And once she gets divorced, what happens? Now she no longer is considered in the control of her father anymore. She's like a Yisoma, even though her father's still alive. And what would happen in that case? If she would then get remarried, her new marriage is not really much of a marriage at all, right? She's like the case of the girl who's married off by her brother and her mother. And in that case, if a chazira, again, her marriage isn't really valid midaraisa, in which case, the yibum is not really real yibum, in which case you're going to run into the concern that she is etc. So therefore, because of that case, we're going to run all cases of machzer grushasach, so that we don't come to make mistakes. So it says Gemara, hachanan mistav, and I'll tell you that, it makes sense. Why? Mitkatani Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Katana Shehisiya Avia Vinizgarsha Kiyasom Bachayav. Because the end of the Mishnah says that a Katana, whose father, had married her off, and she gets divorced, what happens? So she's like, Kiyasom Bachayav, Vechazira, and then if he brings her, if the husband now remarries her, Devriya Kol, Shehasru Liyabim. Right? It's for sure true, according to everybody, that she cannot do Yibim. So that line, high malamemer, what do you need that for? Pshit, it's obvious, right? Obviously, she can't. Obviously, can't do yibum. She wasn't. This new marriage is not really a marriage. So el lav hakamash malon, right? So rather, it's coming to teach us this din, right? The time of Rabbi Lazar, the gazar hanach mishum hai shmamina, right? So rather, you see that the whole there's no purpose in teaching that case because that case is so obvious. But nevertheless, what's it coming to teach me? That all of the cases of Rabbi Lazar are there to be machmir because of that case, and that's why he's machmir in all the cases. Fine. So Tanakh Yavasa de Rav Ashi. So now we have a Braisa which seems to support the opinion of Rav Ashi that all this is really gzera because of the case of Yisom Bechayev. What's that? Modim Chachamim Rabbi Elazar says the Braisa that Chachamim agree to Rabbi Elazar. Bikatana she see avia viniskasha, right? Then a katana whose father married her off, viniskasha, she becomes divorced, and she gets divorced. Harehi ki yisom b'chayav, and she has a status of like a yisom b'chayav, like a girl ki'ilu that she has no father for these purposes. Vichzira, and then her husband remarries her. She asur liyavam, she's forbidden to the yavam. Why? Mipinisha gerusheha gerushin gemurin, because her gerushin is real. It was a real divorce. Vein chazarasa chazar gemur, right? Her gerushin is real because her original marriage wasn't with her das, right? That's the whole point here. Right? Her original gerushin is good because her original marriage was done by her father, right? But ve'ein chazarasa chazara gamur, but her being returned to her husband is not a real chazara, because now her father's not around, not able to make her married. Fine. So you see a braisa which seems to support this opinion, that even the chacham agree in that case. Fine. So medvar memuri, in what case are we talking about? Shagir shekashi ketana v'chzira kashi ketana. But what case is that? The case is where she was divorced while she was still under bat mitzvah v'chzira kashi ketana, and she gets remarried also while she's still in that state. Aval gir shekashi ketana v'chzira kashi gedola. But if she would be divorced while she's a ketana and then get married when she's an adult already, inami v'chzira kashi ketana v'gadla etzlo. Umes, right? Or she went back to him when she was a katana, but then she becomes an adult while they're married, right? She becomes an adult while they're married, then that marriage becomes full-fledged marriage, v'meis, and then he dies. So what happens? Ocholatzes, omes yibemes, right? So then in that case, she can do chalitza or she can do yibam. Why? Because again, now the second marriage was chal as a real legitimate full-fledged marriage. Fine. Mishum Rabbi Elazar amru cholatzes v'lo omes yibemes, right? Rabbi Elazar is the one who's going to say, no, we're going to do chalitza only and not yibam, because again, the main point is the point we said before, but the point is that Rabbi Elazar is going to say, you can do chalitza, but you can't do yibam. Why? Because again, he's concerned for the other cases, right? Can't do it because you're nervous that we're going to get mixed up, and in the other cases when she's katana, she won't. And when she's the chazara, when she's a katana, we're going to end up doing yibam, and it's going to be and violate the other yisurim. So therefore, he's machmer. Fine. So it says the Gemara, Ba minei Rava mei Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, Sarasa ma, but what happens with her co-wife, right, in these scenarios, right? And the whole point is we're being machmir on her, mi ikra din, right? She could really do yibam, right, this girl, in certain scenarios. But we're being gozer on her, right? Because we're concerned with the case of Yisom b'chayav, the cases where the remarriage wasn't a full remarriage, etc. So, but the other cases we would say do chalitza, because we don't want other people, we don't want her to do yibam in the cases where the yibam would be no good. So what happens to the tzara in the case where again we're being machmir, but really the yibam should be permitted? So amalei he gufa gzera vaninekam and negzer gzera like gzera, right? I mean, the whole thing is already gzera in the first place. We're already being machmir, right? So we're going to go ahead and make an extra gzera. Look at Rashi. If you look at Rashi down. Where it says he gufa gzera, it's like six or seven lines up from the wide lines in Rashi. Middle of the line it says he gufa gzera. Says Rashi mishum yisom b'chayav. Right, we're only making a gzera in the first place, right? Because of the cases of yisom b'chayav, we don't want to allow again a full yibum, even in the scenarios where she was, a gedola and remarried, etc. Because of the cases where the yibum would be inappropriate, so we made a gezera on that girl, right? But so now we're going to make a gezera, says Rashi, tsarasa atui. You see, now we made a gezera on this person who had a remarriage that she can't do yibum. Why? Because of the possibility of ayisome chayav, who shouldn't do it in the first place. Fine. But now we're going to say, and the tsara also can't do anything because of the concern to extend the gezera even further. So you go back in the Gemara, Amar lei he gufa gezera va'ana nekum v'neged gezera. Right, that doesn't make sense. Va'atanya mishum Rabbi Elazar amru, but we have Bryce who said that because from Rabbi Elazar they said he v'tsarasa choletzes he v'tsarasa chsachadaitach elav ohi otsarasa choletzes. Right, so the Gemara says, well, the truth is you're concerned with making gezera, but we have a Bryce that says that he vitzarasa, right? That he and the tzara, that he vitzarasa do chalitza, right? You think it means he and she and the tzara? No, it means ela ohi o tzarasa. One or the other does chalitza. So says Gemara, lav terutze kama teretzes taritachi. Now don't say that. Rather say he chalitzes tzarasa o chalitzes. So she does chalitza, and then the tzara can do one or the other. Meaning, if you want to say it's that either one of them can do, chalitza, that means we're being machmir. But you say no, that's the wrong reading. If you say she does chalitza, right? She does chalitza and she can't do yibum. We're being machmir on her. But the tzara, oh, chaletz, oh, she can do it. So the point being, at the end of the day, is that while we're being machmir on this woman and not allowing yibum for her, nevertheless, for the tzara, we're not going to have the same chumra, and we're going to say we're not going to make a gzeira gzeira. And if she, you know, if this girl really was, you know, in line for a yibum, so even though we're being machmir on her, she can only do chalitza. For the tzara, we won't say, don't say such a thing. She can do chalitza, or she can do yibum. And remember, there's value for them. You know, it's a gzeira that, you know, some would not want. The opportunity for yibum is a financial opportunity. It's a, you know, someone taking care of them, etc. So there's an opportunity there. You can say, what do you mean? It's a gzeira, gzeira. It's good for her. Let her go free. The answer is no, not necessarily. Sometimes they want it. So in that case, it would have been a gzeira, gzeira. So we don't want that. So we allow her the tzara to do chalitza or to do yibum. Fine. Okay. Done with that that mission, that gemara. Next mission. Shnei achin nisuin l'shtei achayos. So if you have two brothers who are married to two sisters, it takes us all the way back to some of our older mishnayos, right? Shnei achin nisuin l'shtei achayos ketanos. Right. So the two brothers married to two sisters who are both ketanos. Right. Umeis baila sha'achas mehen, and one of the husbands dies. So halazu teitzei mishum achos isha. So what happens? So the other sister is going to go free, right, because of achos isha. That's a case where we don't do yibum, right? We've talked about it before. Okay. V'chein shtei chareshos, right? And the same thing is true for two brothers who are married to two sisters who are both deaf mute. Chayrish, in this case, right, we've mentioned this a very, very long time ago, that a chayrish in the Mishnah does not mean someone who's hard of hearing only, right? But it means someone who is deaf mute. They have no das, right? It's more like mentally handicapped, like mentally disabled, is what it means in that case. So meaning they have the same status as like a katana because they don't have das to make their own, to accept their own kiddusha. Okay, so it'd be the same status for two brothers married to two sisters who are katanos, or two brothers married to two sisters who were chareshos, whether they're gedolos or katanos, doesn't matter. Okay, gedola uketana. But what if they're not married to two sisters who are both katanos, but they're married to one of them is married to a sister to a woman who's a gedola, and one of them is married to a girl who is a katana, right? So what happens in that case? And because again, the kiddush, the marriage of the gedola to the man is a full fledged marriage. Right, the marriage of the katana to the man is not as much. Right, that which we're assuming here, you know, but you know that she's married off by the brother and the mother. Right, so the marriage of the gedola, right, is a full fledged marriage. The marriage of the katana is not. Okay, so what happens? Meis ba'ala shel katana. What happens if the husband of the katana passes away? Teitzei hakatana mishum achos isha. Right, so she's going to go free because, again, her sister. Because her brother-in-law is married midaraisa to her sister, right? Meis bala shel gedola, right? But what if the husband of the gedola woman passes away? So what happens in that case? So now we have a problem, right? So she the sister is not really midaraisa and achos isha in that sense, right? Because it's the husband of the gedola that passes away. She falls to Yibum, this woman falls to Yibum to the brother of her husband, right? Who is also the Midaraisa, right? So Midaraisa, he's her Yabam, right? Who's also Midarabanan, the husband of her sister, right? So what happens in that case? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Tar, which says Rabbi Eliezer, same Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Melamdin Esakatana Shitimainbo. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer, I'll tell you what to do. We actually have the katana do mihun. So she's no longer married, and then if she's no longer married, she sort of never was married, right? It just totally dissolves that relationship. So midar abanan, we have no problem, and then the brother can do yibum with the sister-in-law, right? And when Mlil Omer, imiyana, if she does mihun, fine, right? And that would be fine. Vimla, but if she doesn't, tamtin ad shetagda, we wait till she gets older, v'teitze, right? And then, what do? We say Wait a couple of years until she's 10 years old. Wait a couple of years she becomes 12. And what's going to happen? At that point, now the husband is no longer her Yavam. Why? Because she's the sister. She's the her husband's sister, right? But that's what if she's married at 8 when she's married 4 years? That's all going to take place.
But doesn't that also conflict with the last Mishnah where you go back to the original state and at that? So she was. If you're saying she wasn't married, right? The Katana,
right?
So then. Either she is or she isn't married, and either you're full for Yibam or you don't fall for Yibam, right? It's not like, you know, waiting. Like the last mission, didn't they make that point? That was the contradiction in the last mission. Do you go back to the original marriage or right?
So we'll have to see as we move through, you know, with the Gemara to explain the Svaras. But yeah. But the point here being, we're kind of stuck because Midir Rabbanan, she's married, but right. Midir Rabbanan, she's not married. So what are we going to do? Certainly Midir Rabbanan, we'd have concerns about allowing that Yibam to take place, right?
Right,
so,
and she has a problem. The wife of the Katana. The dilemma here is right. Is that even the existing marriage to the Katana is problematic now, right? Because on a Doraisa level, there's a Zika. Because right, the older sister who was married on the Doraisa level.
Right. So now she's like married. She's now made the right, so she's going to be married to the right.
Maybe she can't even stay married.
So Ramiel seems to assume that we're going to allow her to stay married, right? That's what it sounds like. He's saying wait until she's older, and then she'll be married. So it sounds like he's not concerned for that issue. But you hear Jonathan's point. Jonathan's point is that right now Midir Rabbanan, she's married, but once she shouldn't even be allowed to get married. She shouldn't be allowed to stay because Midir Raisa, her sister, has a Zika to her husband, right? So how does that work? Good. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Yeshua says, Ilo al Ishto, Ilo al Ishazachim. Ilo, he's like almost like an Oilo. Like, yikes, like this is so bad. It's bad for the wife, right? And Ilo al Ishas Achiv, Motzi as Ishto Beget veIshas Achiv beChalitza. And basically says like everybody has to go.
Everybody loses.
Like holy cow, what a disaster, right? So he says sort of to Jonathan like what you're saying, which sounds like we can't maintain the status quo here. That's not going to work. You can't let everyone sit around here. So rather, what do we do? So everybody leaves, right? He has to divorce the Katana wife. And he has to do chalitza with the Yavama, and everybody goes their separate ways, but we can't allow these relationships to continue. Fine, so we're going to have to see as we move along here. Okay, so says the Gemara. Umishari, what? Look at Rashi, Umishari. Says Rashi, meaning Umishari just means, is that allowed? Is what allowed? Says Rashi, Umishari, it's like two lines in the bottom of the page. The Lami Katana Tirtimayin, are you allowed to teach her? Like to tell her to do mian, is that allowed? Why should it not be allowed? Says the Gemara. Vahatani bar kapara la'olam yidbak adam b'shlosha dvarim v'yisrachek b'shlosha dvarim. We tell people that in general, good advice, a person should always stay connected to three things and stay far away from three things. What are the three things? The Gemara, as we move along, can explain what these things are. Yidbak b'shlosha yidbak adam b'shlosha dvarim. Yidbak v'shlosha dvarim. What are these three things you stay connected to? Bechalitza u'bava shalom v'afaras nedarim. You should stay connected to chalitza. That's a good thing. Hava shalom. Help people make shalom bias. That's a good idea also. U'bava'afaras nedarim. And to nullify vows before they even start. V'yisrachik v'shlosha dvarim. You should stay away from three things. From what? Min ha-miyun. Stay away from miyun. Min ha-pikdonos. From being a person who holds on to collateral in cases of loans. U'mina arvonos. Or being a guarantor on loans. Those are three things to stay away from. So according to this, we just said that mian is one of those things you want to stay away from, right? Bad idea. So what's the answer? You could have given the answer, right? The answer is, yeah, generally stay away. It's one of those things we don't want to get involved in if you don't have to. But mian, the mitzvah shiny here, you're doing mian so that the other sister can do yibum. So, okay, so yeah, I generally want to stay away from it, but a mian that leads to a mitzvah, that's different, and that's going to be okay. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to kind of discuss these different things to stay away from, this things to stay close to. Gufa, Tani Bar Kapara, Tani Bar Kapara. So Gufa, let's come back to this same Maamar Chazal we just mentioned. That Tani Bar Kapara, La Olam Yidbak Adam Shlosha Dvarim BeChalitza. Why Chalitza? Why should you stay close to Chalitza? Because Abashal, it's like the opinion of Abashal, the Sinai, he's Satan in the Braisa. Abashal Omer, Hakones Es Yevamto, L'Shem Noi, L'Shem Ishos, L'Shem Dover Acher, Ki Lepogea Be'erva. V'karav ve'enai liyos havlat mamish. We mentioned this a long time ago also. Right? That Abba Shaul said, care very much about the kavana a person has when it comes to yibum. Right? That if a person does yibum, l'shem noi, because he thinks that she's pretty, right? He likes her. Right? L'shem ishos, because he really wanted to marry her. Right? L'shem, you're like, that's not bad. That's nice, right? The answer is no. It should all be done l'shem mitzvah. Right? It's l'shem davar acher. Or for any other reasons. It's practical, it makes sense, it's financially good, whatever it is, all of those things, if you did so, it's kidu pogea be'erva. It's like you violated the iser erva. Right? V'karav be'erva, it's like the child's going to be a mamzer. Meaning, if you do yibum with the wrong intentions, it's really bad news. It's really bad news. And if that's true, that's why it's so important to stay more connected to the concept of chalitza. And one of the reasons why Ashkenazim, at least for sure today, don't do yibum anymore. We only do chalitza. One of these, you know, one of many concerns, but one of them that we don't do things. We don't do yibum for the right with the right kavana. Okay. Next. That's why stay away from, you know, stay close to chalitza. Vava shalom. Why should we stay close to making shalom? Dichziv bake shalom v'arfehu. V'am Rav Yevo asir redifa redifa. Ksiv hacha bake shalom v'arfehu. Right? It says you should run after shalom. Uksiv hasam rodef tzedaka v'chesed yimsa chayim. Right? Yimsa chayim tzedaka v'kavar. A person who runs after tzedaka and chesed is going to find chayim and tzedaka and kavod. And that's why. So being a person who's been vake shalom is like being a person who's doing. Rodfeu runs after it, similar to a person who is Rodef after Tzedakah and Chesed. That's why it's a good idea to run after Shalom. Bafaris Nedarim, why should we run after being made for Nedarim? Rabbi Nassan, like Rabbi Nassan, the son of Rabbi Nassan, Omer, Hanoder Kilu Banabama. A person who makes the Nedar, it's like a person who builds a Bama. Rashi points out, a person who built a Bama, Bishas Isser Habamos. The Choti, right? There was many times throughout the times of Nach, right, when they were forbidden from having bamos, you're not allowed to have a bizbeach in your backyard, right? So a person who takes a neder is also like a person who builds a bama. V'amakaimo, and a person who's makaim the neder, you'd say that's good, right? I made a neder, at least I fulfilled it. Ki'ilu hikriv aleha korban. It's like bringing a korban on that bama, right? So it makes it even worse. Rashi says, so what should you do instead? If you make a neder, instead you should go to a chacham to be matted a neder, right? Don't say, well, I made a neder already, I'll fulfill it. No. Go and be beifed in it. I mean, because making the darm, putting extra requirements on yourself, taking on extra things that are not appropriate. Okay. V'yisrachek mishlosh shedvarim, and I should also stay away from three things. Mina miyunim, stay away from miyun. Why? Dilma gadla u'mecharteba. Right? Maybe she's going to get older, and she's going to feel bad that she did it. Right? So don't, if she got married, stick with the marriage. She's too young anyways to make a good decision like that, you know, to make a miyun. So better to let her stay. She shouldn't get older and realize she made a mistake. Umina pikdonos, or from holding on to collateral for loans. Why? We're talking about a case, bebar masa de baise. Ki baise damik. A person who's, you know, if you're going to hold on to collateral, let's say someone took a loan, and you're holding on to the collateral. Right, but the person you're holding on to collateral from is a person who hangs out in your house, person who's who frequents your house a lot. So what's going to happen? They're going to be available all the time. They're going to be in your house. So there's a chance of them, Rashi and others point out, they could snatch up the collateral and take it home very easily. Right, you can be involved in holding collateral specifically in a situation of someone who hangs out in your house a lot. It's going to be a bad idea. Okay, umina eravon, right, and also a person should stay away from guaranteeing loans on behalf of others. Why? But Arve Sheltzion. We're talking about people who take loans in a place called Sheltzion. Why? The Amr Yitzchak Ma'ay Dichsev Ra Yaroa Ki Arev Zar Ra Ra Achara Tabel Makab Ra Achara Tabel Makab Gerim Ula Arve Sheltzion Ula Tokea Atzma L'Dvar Halacha. Because bad things happen to the following people: people who are Makab Gerim, who accept Gerim. We'll see why in a second. To people who take loans like in a place called Sheltzion, and Tokea Atzmol David Varlach, and someone who is, you know, we'll have to see what this means also, person sets himself up, you know, nails himself in a certain sense, for Dvar Halacha. So what are we talking about? So now you had a list of six, and now you have another list of three. So what are these things? Mekabla Gerim, why is Mekabla Gerim a bad thing? To Rabbi Chelbo, the Amr Rabbi Chelbo, Kashim Gerim Nisro, Kisapachas Ba'or. That Rabbi Chelbo said that Gerim, converts are bad for the Jewish people, like like a disease to the skin. What does that possibly mean? Why would that be? We know that gerim and tzedek are a wonderful thing. So Rashi points out, it means Rashi's kashim gerim she'ein b'ki and b'dikduk and mitzvahs. These are gerim who don't learn ahead of time. They don't get prepared appropriately for gerus, because then they don't know what to do. V'lamed in Yisrael mimaseh, and they're not keeping the halacha, they're not doing things right, and that influences and rubs off on other Jews. So gerim in that type of ger, that's what we're talking about. What's arve shaltzion? The avde shlof dots, that they do shlof dots. What does it mean? What it means is that there are people who would, in certain places like this place called Shaltzion, if someone be a guarantor on the loan, when it's time to pay the loan, they wouldn't go to the person to take the loan. They would go directly to the guarantor, right? So that is a terrible thing. Don't get yourself involved in that type of guarantee. You don't want to be a guarantor, because maybe who knows what scenario is going to come up. Fine. But to be the person who they're going to come after, so that's not something you should be involved in. You should stay away from it. And what's Tokea Atzma Dvar Halacha? What does that mean? Desani Rabbi Yossi Omer Kola Omer Ein Lo Torah. Ein Lo Torah. A person says, yeah, I don't have learning. So then he doesn't have learning. It's not going to happen. That's Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Ela Kola Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah. Ein lo ela Torah. Whatever a person says, I only have learning. I don't do the mitzvahs, I just learn. So the person has just learning. Okay, so hanami pshita. That's also obvious. I mean, what do you want from them? What are you teaching me? So ela da filu Torah ein lo. I know, what does it mean to say? It means that the person says, I'm just going to learn, but I'm not going to keep the mitzvahs. So then your learning is even a zero. Right? My taima, I'm Rav Papa, I'm Rav Krav, l'manatem v'asisem. You're supposed to learn and do. Kol sheyeshna v'asiyah, yeshna b'limida. By a person who does the mitzvahs, so then your limud counts. A person who doesn't do the mitzvos, so then even their learning doesn't qualify as real learning. Okay, running out of time, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.